Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
Hi, I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday on the air, 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I think there's a possibility that I'm being catfished.
Oh, my God. People are still doing this to each other?
Apparently they are.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, give us the story.
All right, so where do I even begin? So I met this girl named Chelsea at OkCupid, which you probably heard of it, but if you didn't, it's a dating site. And I like to use, you know, this particular site because you can chat with people for free. So I met this girl, Chelsea. Our profiles matched pretty well. We start chatting. We were actually chatting for a few weeks. And then, you know, one day I asked her if she could send me a picture of her dog because she always talks about him so much. So she does. So from there, we sort of ditched the chat stuff and we just started, you know, texting each other on her phone.
Aha! I see what you did. They're very, very sneaky way to get her phone number. Very clever.
Well, I did want to see a picture of her dog. So it wasn't, you know, some sneaky thing I was trying to do or anything.
Aha, but it worked. Okay, so you're texting each other. It's going good.
Yeah, it's going good. And I asked her if she wants to meet for some, like, really low-key coffee, you know, coffee date or something. Nothing crazy, just coffee in the middle of the day outside. There'd be no pressure and no crazy coronavirus stuff. Just to talk in person. I even told her she could bring her dog if she wanted.
Okay, and so did you guys meet up then?
So this is where things get a little complicated. So she did show up, and we got coffee, and we sat and talked, and it was great. The problem is, it started to become more evident that as our little date went on, that whoever I was talking to was not the same person I was chatting with.
Oh, whoa! That's kind of like a Twilight Zone moment there. So, okay, so it wasn't a stranger, though, right? Like, it wasn't like you accidentally met the wrong person who was also there for a date.
No, she said it was her, but there were a few things that made me think she was lying, and I wanted to run them by you guys to see what you thought.
Okay, sure, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, she didn't bring her dog. She said she didn't want to bring him outside because she was afraid he was going to run all over the place. But I remember when I asked her about her dog and if she took him for, you know, runs with her, she said, no, he's not much of a runner. So that was kind of weird.
Okay, and?
So the next thing was when I said something during our date and she had no clue what I was talking about. So we were chatting online. We had this long conversation about Twilight because she just finished watching all of them during quarantine. So on our date, she was talking about how she just met one of her exes, and I threw out one of the lines. And so the lion fell in love with the lamb, and she just gave me this confused look and goes, what?
So, all right, so that's a line from one of the Twilight movies, then, I take it?
Yeah, and it's a pretty famous line, too. Anyone who's a, you know, who's a Twilight fan knows that part. And she just looked at me and laughed and goes, what? And I go, the lion fell in love with the lamb, and she still looks so confused. So I go, Twilight. And she goes, oh, yeah. It was kind of weird.
Right there would have been, like, all the proof that I needed. Like, if you're a girl and you're a Twilight fan and you don't remember that line, like...
Well, maybe she isn't really a big Twilight fan. Maybe she was, like, when you guys were chatting, she was trying to relate to you on a chat message. Like, oh, yeah, I like Twilight, too. Kind of like a girl says, oh, I'm a huge football fan, but she can't name any players on the team.
Well, I mean, I'm not the one who brought up Twilight online when we were chatting about it. She did. So it's not like I said, I love Twilight, and she tried to compensate for it or something.
Okay, so let's get back to the crux of the problem. Now, your example is the dog. Maybe the dog doesn't like to go jogging, but if she were to bring him to the park, he would go buck wild. Like, jogging and going to the park are two different things to a dog. And the Twilight thing, maybe she is a fan, but she didn't understand you throwing that line out of nowhere. Like, maybe she needed context. Like, if you had said, so it was like in Twilight, when he said the lion fell in love with the lamb, and then she would have been like, exactly.
I don't know. I just got the feeling when I was, you know, with her that she was a different person.
Did she look like the girl in the profile picture?
Yeah, it was definitely her.
Okay, well then there you go.
Yeah, unless the person I'm talking to and chatting with is actually somebody else.
Oh, okay, I see. So you think there might be some other person, like a much uglier friend who looks like a troll who's been writing the chats to you, but when it's game time, they send in the A-team, kind of like a Cyrano de Bergerac situation.
Like a what?
Like a Cyrano de Bergerac. Google it. It's worth a Google.
You know what you should have done, like when you were figuring out it wasn't her? You should have picked up your phone and called, like, her number.
That would have been so awkward. She's sitting right across from you, and you call her and go, huh, I wonder why your phone isn't ringing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really start putting two and two together until I was on my way home.
I see. All right, well, speaking of phone numbers, you do have hers, you said, correct?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we call her up? Like, let's call her up, and we'll do, like, a spontaneous, fun, like, how was your first date type thing on the air, and see how much about the date she remembers.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Well, you wanted to know the truth, right? That is why you called us, to find out if that was really her.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, look, we're not going to be jerks or anything. I promise we're not going to be like, ha-ha, gotcha, you lying troll. I mean, we will be incredibly delicate about everything. I promise, okay?
Okay.
All right, just so don't hang up. We'll get her number from you. And also, I want you to be on the call, too, when we come back next.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak to Chelsea, please.
May I ask who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104.
Are you serious?
Yes, we are. Is this Chelsea?
Yeah, this is Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea, how is your morning going?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We are great, too. So, listen, we've been having fun this morning with something called the Second Date Update. And the way it works is we talk with a real couple who just went on their first date, and we decide if there was any chemistry there and whether or not there should be a second date.
Fun. Okay.
So, we got a call from Matt, who you went on a date with, even though it was just a cute little coffee date. But we wanted to hear how you thought everything went on your date.
Okay.
So tell us about the date from your perspective.
So we met for coffee on Sunday. We met outside around 1 o'clock, and we basically just talked and had coffee. It was kind of like a no pressure thing. And yeah, it was fun. He's a great guy.
Okay. So what did you wear on your date? Do you remember?
What did I wear? I'm trying to remember. I wore jeans because it was super windy, so I don't want to risk a skirt or anything. Yeah. So I wore jeans, and I think I wore my black blouse that kind of slipped over the shoulder.
You know what I loved hearing was when Matt told us the story of the emerald earrings you were wearing. You said they were lucky earrings. Is that right?
Yeah. Those are my lucky earrings.
Okay, so Matt said you wear them every time you go out on a first date. Have they worked their magic for you every time?
Well, clearly not every time, but yeah, I usually wear them on the first date.
Yeah. See, here's where things are about to get really weird. We just made that part up about the earrings. None of that actually happened during Matt's date. Which means you haven't exactly been telling us the truth about everything, have you?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So listen, Chelsea, I don't want you to hang up. So please don't hang up. This isn't a big let's try to embarrass Chelsea and make her feel bad thing. But we have Matt on with us, and he is a guy who is seriously into you. And he's into you for your incredible personality. And he feels like he wants to meet the person he's been chatting with, not whoever that was that he met for coffee on Sunday. Can you understand that?
Well, I just kind of wish he had this conversation with me in private.
Well, I didn't exactly know if my assumption was right until just now.
So, Chelsea, what is the truth? What's really going on here?
Okay, so what's really going on is my name is actually Amy. Chelsea is actually my roommate.
Okay, so do you send her on your dates because you don't think guys will like how you look or something? Because not all guys are like that, just so you know.
No, no, that's not what's going on here. I actually have a boyfriend. So Chelsea's actually the one having me help her meet guys. She doesn't think she'll meet anyone because she dropped out of high school in 11th grade after having a miscarriage, and now like, she only meets total assholes. So she asked me to help her find like a smart, good-looking guy, and she begged me basically to have all these conversations with them.
So this isn't the first time you guys have run this little scenario?
No, I mean, at first it started with her doing the chatting and me looking over her shoulder and giving her things to say, but eventually she started letting me do all the typing. I thought it was kind of fun because I get to flirt with guys even though I have a boyfriend.
But didn't your boyfriend have a problem with that?
No, he's actually cool with it. He even helped me a few times. There was this one guy who was really into basketball, and my boyfriend told me a bunch of players to impress the guy. And it worked,
okay, but
so.
you're presenting an overall fake image of somebody.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, Matt, the person you chatted with, the person who loves Twilight and dogs and stuff, that's Amy, who has a boyfriend.
Yeah, that now all makes sense.
Well, Chelsea does like Twilight, too. She just hasn't seen all of them yet. And she really did say she had a great time with you on your date. So she definitely wants to see you again.
Yeah, but that's not the same person I was talking to. That's not the person I'm interested in.
Yeah, this whole situation sounds like a TV show that would be on Freeform or the CW or something.
Yeah, you just throw in a mysterious murder and you have a TV show.
So, Matt, are you interested in dating the real Chelsea again? Maybe to get to know her for real?
No, not really. I mean, I thought it was a good date and she's really pretty. But this whole thing is just one big lie, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. But at least you know the truth now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.